guys. I'm Megan, and we are here with you today. We have Joey, Patrick back with us, and Madison as well. We're at Stone Valley Recovery, and we're going to be doing the daily reflections. We are on September 13th today, repairing the damage. Good judgment, a careful sense of timing, courage, and prudence. These are all the qualities we shall need when we take step 9. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 83. To make amends can be viewed two ways. First, that of repairing damage. For if I have damaged my neighbor's fence, I make amend, and that is a direct amend. The second way is by modifying my behavior. For if my actions have harmed someone, I make a daily effort to cause no further harm. I mend my ways, and that is an indirect amend. Which is the best approach? The only right approach, provided that I am causing no further harm in so doing, is to do both. If harm is done, then I simply mend my ways. To take action in this manner assures me of making honest amends.
Just going to somebody and giving an empty apology, like, oh, I'm sorry, and then you just go and do it again. What's the change? There's no change in our behavior from then to now.
There's the part about being able to give others and allow them to heal from your amends and your changed ways. But the it was put to me as, do not say sorry. The best of your ability, do not say sorry. Because how many times have I said sorry? To my mother, my father, my grandfather, whomever, your friends. Sorry doesn't mean anything coming out of my mouth in particular. And many times, you know, my sponsees or whomever. But what is an amendment? An amendment to a constitution means a change to the constitution. In addition to, or to change the actual wording of a clause or something in a document. So that's what I'm tasked to do, to make a change, to make a true change that others can see if they're looking. If they don't want to forgive me, that ends up being on them. My attempt, it's not going to change my attempt to allow them to heal. It's not going to change my amends, and it's not going to change me, forgive me for saying change so many times, but change me from wanting to change me. It's not going to do it. I have to continue to better myself, to allow them to see that I'm really going to make it different this time. You know, me being in and out of AA in the past, me being in and out of treatment centers in the past, putting together this time or that, it's a moot point. As long as I'm continuing to progress is the only way I can prove to anybody that this program works, attraction rather than promotion, or to allow those who I need to make amends to know that it really is working for me. They didn't want me to just stop drinking. They wanted me to change who I was because they got to see the true personality. I was too messed up to really see any of it. That's why I got messed up.
If I go and I make a direct amends and then I don't carry out the change, right? I don't carry out the indirect amends. Does the direct amends even mean anything? No. I mean, for me, it doesn't. I mean, might be for like saving face, but that's not, it would sit in the back of my mind and it would kill my self-worth. And I hated myself for it. I was a liar. And then I would lie to myself. You know, and I would try to make everything look pretty.
Alcohol's the problem. That's it. Alcohol's the problem. I don't want to drink. I don't want to. You know, alcohol and drugs. That's my issue. The reality of it is my issue is, you know, the selfishness, the resentments, the fear, the dishonesty, all the things that I do. And within this process, after identifying with all that, working towards making those things right, learning how to deal with them, learning how to walk through them. On a day-to-day basis, right? It's like the change happens, and then all of a sudden, like, those resentments, those fears, that dishonesty, that selfishness, it's no longer acceptable in my life. It's no longer acceptable in my life. So to try and not cause harm or to not, like, I just want to say, like, drag out harm, right? Like, if I harm somebody, you know, to make a direct amends, It's because I feel it immediately. Like, that wasn't acceptable on my part, and I need to make a direct amends because it's already eating me up. You know what I mean? And to wait just because I'm afraid, like, that's where the courage comes in that it talks about when we first read it. It says courage, that word courage. It's the truth. It's a courageous thing to just step up and own your part immediately. And for me, that's been my experience. You know, that's been my experience. And it started out slowly for me to, like, where my direct amends was, like, the next day. Because, like, I would walk away from the situation because I used to be a hothead, right? And I'd walk away from a situation. Ooh, like, I don't feel so good about that. You know, I don't feel good about the things that I'd said. And, you know, that's the old me. Those are my old behaviors. That's who I don't want to be. That's, you know, this process has taught me that I'm changing as a person. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to become this, like, you know, good young man. And that's the old Joey, you know? And that was unacceptable. You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna sit here and act like it was okay or try to justify it. I'm not okay with it. You know, I'm pretty sure if I'm not okay with it, that person's not okay with it. I've made direct amends though to where some people, like to normal people, like it didn't mean as much to them. Like it didn't really impact them as much as it impacted me. You know, like I spaz out at work or whatever and I'm like, that was bad, you know? I'm gonna go make amends to this girl. And I go the next day and I'm making like amends to her and she's just like, oh, it's all good, man. It's good. I'm like, really? Because it ate me alive. Like, I am heartbroken about this, and I feel like I harmed you. You know, she's just like, it's no big deal, bro. It's cool, you know. But it's important. You know, it's important, and that's why it has to get done. You know what I mean? Like, it is nice to clean up my side of the street with other people, but the reality of it is like, I'm doing it because, like, I need to feel that peace and that serenity in my life.
The beauty of how it ends up being phrased and how it works so quickly once we become connected to that feeling is that we don't want to have to do it. So indirectly, we end up not wanting to harm people so that we don't have to keep doing night steps. In my opinion, like you talk about how hard it is and to sit down and to get the courage to do it. And what we're describing, it may sound somewhat easy, but by me stopping harming people, I get to stop doing daily night steps and feeling that way, and my life is so much easier and less exhausting without it, which isn't the most inspirational thing in the world, but it's true. I mean, it is a small part of the motivation in doing and continuing to do the work, because it affects so quickly, and it really can drive me to a spot that I don't want to be, closer to what I was as opposed to what I am or see myself or others see me as now.
I want to say that I have more noble reasons for utilizing this good judgment. But I think, yeah, if you really ask me at the end of the day, I just don't want to have to apologize to you tomorrow, you know? So I really have to watch how I behave right now in this moment, or I'm going to be living in this fear for a very long time. And I didn't get sober for that. I don't think any of us got sober to have to continue to apologize for our behaviors. I know it's not an apology, but that's exactly what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Hey, my bad. I was that bad person again. It won't happen again. Right. You know, and it does feel like a child. It feels like a tantrum. It feels like the opposite of how I live my life today. And I kind of recognize when it's coming. Because I'm like, oh, don't do it. And then it happens. Uh-huh. And then we just walk through. We proceed with caution. And I figure out if I've harmed anyone or if I've just harmed myself. I'm really grateful to have you guys here. This was, I'm glad to have some insight on our beloved ninth step. And you at home that are watching, if we have struck a chord, if you've heard anything that you liked or that you have more questions about, reach out. You can reach us at Detox to Rehab. Can like, comment, share, hit us up anytime. We've got a helpline with someone waiting to speak with you.